Welcome to the Limitless Biohacking Lair, and I've been here for about a year, so I figured I should take you all on a tour of where so much goes down. And actually, I have, even being here a whole year, I've kind of failed to build out this office with everything in it that I want. But I am relentlessly productive here. And so, yeah, I'll share a few of like my productivity kind of tools. It's just a little bit messy. I'm a brand new dad, so I don't got time to clean quite as much as I should. Okay, so the first thing that a lot of people are going to notice, even in my vlogs, is my laptop stand thing here. And this thing I've had for 5 or 6 years now, and it looks kind of ghetto, but it actually, this is like one of the most cost-effective hacks for better posture. Of course, you can get a fancy standing desk. And in the future, this big, beautiful, heavy credenza, it's going to go and it's going to be replaced by a proper standing desk. But for quite a while, I just used a laptop stand. And sitting is, of course, the new smoking. So we don't want to smoke all day or sit all day, but we also don't want to stand all day. Standing all day is not great either. You can get like some, there's some issues with standing all day. So what I will do is I will rise and descend and rise and descend. Isn't that what I do, babe? I kind of pop up. Up, down, up, down, up, down all day.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And exactly. Yeah, this thing works pretty good for that. So if you're not ready to commit to one of those fancy standing desks, and they are cheaper these days, just get a laptop stand like this. You can get them for like $40 and it will dramatically improve your posture. And when you're standing, you just get more blood flow. You get more blood flow going on. So yeah, this thing was a pretty great investment. Let's see, over here, you can see I have got my ring light. And this is for my failed career as a beauty vlogger. That didn't really take off, but maybe there's still hope. And I also broke the ring light. I did not break the ring light. You can see it's kind of bent. You know who broke the ring light? This stupid robot. Yeah, we got this robot. It's supposed to be a robot vacuum cleaner that will keep our floors clean. And I do not recommend these stupid things. Now, you would think, focus on me, you would think in this age of blazing AI technology that the robotic vacuum cleaner would have like a super intelligent AI algorithm that would like create a 3D map of your home, and then it would intelligently navigate around the home and maybe even figure out what parts of the home were like dirty the most and then focus its cleaning efforts on cleaning those areas. No. This stupid robot, and it's a German-built robot. It's not even Chinese crap. This stupid robot doesn't do that. What it does is it just bumps into things. Yeah, just bumps into things randomly. And then it gets stuck in a corner, and I have to spend half my time rescuing the stupid robot when it gets stuck in a corner. And then it also can't handle power tools or wires. So yeah, the robot basically knocked over the beauty light, sabotaging my career as a beauty vlogger. So I'm a bit sour on robots. Okay, next thing, people have seen this in a bunch of my videos and I've talked about it a million times. This is the IC pad, which I use to download the Infaceutical Essence of supplements and medicine and drugs into our drinking water. So I usually give my wife ubiquinol or sometimes infaceuticals, immunity infaceuticals. And then I will often take a tyrosine, because tyrosine is really good as a homeopathic infaceutical. Oh, and I suppose we should show people the view. It's as people can see, it's a gorgeous view of our luxurious neighborhood here in Sofia. And yeah, it's fall time now. So kind of ugly, but I like having big windows. I like the natural light. So
yeah, and we should mention that Bulgaria is not a part of the ex-Soviet Union, even though it looks like
post-communist, but not post-Soviet. Okay, so a lot of people might be surprised that I don't do the second screen thing or have like a second, third, fourth screen. Because most of the time, if you get a second screen or a third screen, that will make you more productive. But I actually tried that. I actually tried putting up a second screen, and I found that I am more productive working with the single screen, working with my, just with a single screen on my MacBook. And my MacBook is not too dirty now, so I can, if you'll come a little closer, babe, I can show people a few things. Okay, so I have got the MacBook, which is a little bit older, but I really like the MacBook because of the touch strip that it has here. Yeah, I am a really big fan of the touch strip, and I am reluctant to get a newer MacBook because they don't have this awesome touch strip, and it really does help my productivity. I love to be able to jump in between tabs with it so easily. So I would say someone has sent me so many emails, but we will disregard the emails for the moment. And then what I did was I got this software tool. It's just called a Better Touch Tool. Oh, by the way, all these things I'm talking about, I'm going to link them in an article that people are going to find below wherever they're watching this office tour. So yeah, Better Touch Tool turns the touch bar on the MacBooks, it makes you way more productive with it. Like, for example, when I need to write the word anachinosis, or when I want to write one of the titles of my books, okay, and the titles of my books are kind of long-winded, right? Don't stick your dick in a blender. How to meet a nice girl instead from a tantric husband with a better sex life than you. Yeah, that's kind of long-winded. So I set up these shortcuts where I just type in, for example, I just type in DSY, space, space. And then it auto-populates with that book title. And that's the kind of thing that you can do with Better Touch Tool. That's why I managed to be really productive just with a single screen. Maybe in the future I'll experiment some more. But for now, I am pretty happy with that. Okay, recently I upgraded to a Shure microphone, which is one of the best microphones. It's not the super fancy $600 Joe Rogan version, but I think people will note that my podcast audio quality has been better since I've had this thing. Okay, next productivity tool that's a game changer is I spared no expense on the best of the best mouse. And let's not zoom in too closely on the mouse, babe, because it's a little bit dirty. It's just a little bit dirty. You know, mouses, we touch them all day long. So yeah, we don't want to zoom in too closely on the mouse. But the Logitech MX Master 3, This is the best of the best productivity mouse. If you're an entrepreneur that does stuff on the internet, don't mess around with... Yes, it is ergonomic, which is one of the things that I think has helped prevent me from getting a carpal tunnel. In addition to the red light therapy, in addition to pull-ups, yeah, these things I think have kept carpal tunnel at bay. So for my note-taking, I use Ample Note here. Ample Note is pretty great. I broke up with Evernote because Evernote was just getting way too expensive. After Ryan Reynolds took over Evernote, they just started price gouging. Oh, and speaking of price gouging, Adobe. Yeah, I do all of my video production, media production on Adobe. And you can focus on me a little bit as I ramble and rant about Adobe. Okay, so Adobe is kind of voracious and rapacious as a corporation with its pricing. But here's the trick, negotiation. Yeah, you can negotiate with Adobe. So like recently, they wanted to jack my price up to $70. So I just contacted them and said, look, I'm not going to pay $70. Look, I downloaded DaVinci Resolve. I want to keep my price at $30 a month. And my contract was coming up. And so they said, okay, we'll keep your price at $30 a month. So yeah, I use Adobe, and you can also use Adobe, but you just got to make sure that you negotiate with them. Okay, next, let's see. Let's mention the Infopathy thing. And then the second one is the IC Hummer. And I will very often start my mornings. I chill in this seat. I look at me, focus on me. I chill in this seat. And I do a little bit of breath work for about 10 minutes in the mornings. And then I just do some thinking about the things that I need to accomplish that day. And if I have the time, I'll do a brain training session for just about 10 or 15 more minutes, or a super memo session where I'm just going over my things that I want to remember, because I use Super Memos app for that. And then after I finish that, I will put the IC Hummer on my chest, and I will run a energizing frequency on my chest for usually about 15 to 30 minutes. And that helps to pep me up in the mornings. Okay, so let's see, other things.
Flex beam.
Yeah, we've got the flex beam over here charging. And what I will actually do is I will stand at this workstation nude, and I'll have the flex beam illuminate my balls. Just kidding. I don't do that because I haven't figured out quite the right angle for that yet. But when I do figure that out, I will for sure do that. Okay, so next we can show a few things of sentimental value that we have over here. Okay, so we've got a Bible. Yeah, we have this, we have my Bible. I think I've had this Bible for about 25 years now. And we have got this silver cup that actually belonged to the original Jonathan Roiland. Yeah, I'm not the original Jonathan Roiland.
That's bullshit.
There was my father's, my uncle who died in the pool when he was five years old.
But that doesn't mean that you're not the original Jonathan Roiland. You're not just the first one.
Okay, my wife disagrees with my characterization here. But there was a Jonathan Roiland that I think died as a child in the 1950s. And this was his thing. And so my dad gave it to me. And then I have a toy Ferrari that my wife gave me, and I keep it here because I want to remind my son that his duty is to one day buy me a Ferrari. And my plan is to be a good enough father that my son one day buys me a Ferrari. And then you can stand up, babe. Then over here, I've got my Taekwondo black belt. And I have this little plaque that one of my high school teachers gave me once upon a time. And my microphone stopped recording. So I'll continue the tour like this. Of course, we've got a whole lot of supplements. That's what you'd expect from a biohacker like yours truly. And I have a really cool little toy here. This thing is just purely a toy. This magnetic levitating pen. Yeah, look at that. How that spins. That's kind of cool. And then down here, I have the old packages for our sequencing.com kits that we use to get our whole genome sequencing done. I've got another IC Hummer. And then I've got some HarpMath HRV devices, which are actually kind of crappy HRV devices. So let's take a look now at this stuff. And we've got some things of real sentimental value over here. So first of all, I've got my book, Hourglass, my new book, which I'm sure you've heard about. We have got my second book, Don't Stick Your Dick in a Blender. And also, next to my book is my dad's book. Yeah, once upon a time, my dad, Eric Roseland, wrote a science fiction book. And it really did not sell well. So if any of you want to go and buy Back Time by Eric Roseland, I think he'd sure appreciate it. And then here's a sentimental value thing, which is really cool. An hourglass. Yeah, I bought this hourglass because when you become a parent, time becomes dramatically more valuable. You have a whole lot less time. And then the time that you're spending with your child, it becomes the most precious thing in the universe. And so I got that cool hourglass with a black sand, just as symbolism for that. And then as far as books, my wife wrote me this book once upon a time. She wrote me this love book that has all these hilarious illustrations in it. She worked on it really long. And then I also wrote a fourth book that is not public. I wrote it exclusively for my wife. It's called Your Beauty. And the book is full of just all these eloquent, romantic, sometimes wildly inappropriate things that I wrote for my wife. And I put them in that book for her. And then I think the final interesting thing in my office that I want to show you is these two portraits that appear on the wall. And these are actually portraits of the ancestors of our landlords, of Dimitar Karanov and his wife there. And I thought they were cool portraits, so I left them up on the wall. As you can see, he was a military officer here in Bulgaria during a turbulent, violent period. And sometimes when I'll be here in my office, I'll just look up at Dimitar there, and I will think about the violent life that he must have had as a military officer during a very harsh time in this part of the world. And I'll just think about my own life and how relatively my own life is incredibly comfortable and privileged. And so it gives me a lot to be thankful of. Yeah, I think that's everything in my office. I'm Jonathan, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
Lair where the hustle never sleeps, where biohacking dad stacks wins in heaps. This is the office of a hustler in stride, entrepreneur, author, podcaster worldwide, a new father too, juggling duty and fire, grinding in the home office is dire. Welcome to the limitless lair, where the mindset's sharp and the hustle is rare. A kingdom built from passion and care, where vision meets grind in the open air. If you know, you know, here we dare. He starts his morning slow but sovereign, building mind and physiology. Breathwork steady like a monk in modern ecology. Mnemonics on deck, training memory to spark. Brain training drills, turning neurons into art. Then the pour hits the cup, bulletproof coffee alchemy. Fueling up a mindset, engineered for mastery. The mic stands tall like a sentinel of truth, where he speaks to the world from his dining room booth. He drops red pill rips in longevity gyms, with ergonomic gear tuned to spare his limbs. Every item chosen with meticulous care. This ain't clutter, it's curated warfare. Cables neatly coiled like a monk's meditation. His screens glow bright with next level creation. Light therapy panels turn the room into dawn. He's optimizing mitochondria before the day's even on. Supplements stacked like soldiers in a row. Everything here screams high performance flow. If you come to the limitless lair, where the mindset's sharp and the hustle is rare. A kingdom built from passion and care, where vision meets grind in the open air. And the hustle is rare. A kingdom built from passion and care, where vision meets grind in the open air. He built a sanctuary with precision and pride, where neurons fire fast and ambitions collide. A launch pad for projects big and small, from baby bottles to business calls. In a world of noise, he's tuned beyond compare. A man on a mission in the limitless lair. A man on a mission in the limitless lair. A man.
The limitless lair, but really it's just a corner of the dining room. That's not deception, that's just good branding.